From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In a few hours, President Obama is expected to announce new limits on greenhouse gas emissions from power plants. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The final version of the EPA's Clean Power Plan requires somewhat deeper cuts in power plant emissions than a draft version made public a year ago. The power plant rule is the centerpiece of President Obama's broader climate agenda. He's urging other big countries to take similarly aggressive action in advance of an international climate summit in Paris later this year. Opponents, including Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, have promised to fight the climate rule, and they're urging states not to comply with the EPA regulation. The final rule does provide a somewhat more flexible timeline for power companies, with the deadline for initial action pushed back 2 years to 2022. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Thousands of people in Northern California are being asked to leave their homes because of the threat from several wildfires. Officials say more than 20 major fires are burning in the state, the largest in the Lower Lake area north of San Francisco. That fire nearly tripled in size over the weekend to 84 square miles. Wildfires are also burning in Washington State and Oregon. Fighting intensified in eastern Ukraine over the weekend, where government troops are facing separatists and their Russian allies. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the violence came as the two sides are supposed to be preparing for peace talks.
A Ukrainian military spokesman says at least four Ukrainian soldiers have been killed and more than a dozen wounded in the past 24 hours. He said the separatists and Russians were using tanks and artillery in almost constant attacks. The separatists make similar allegations against Ukrainian forces. The increased fighting comes as Ukraine, Russia, and the separatist leaders are scheduled to hold talks on implementing a ceasefire. The meeting in Minsk, Belarus, is set to take place with mediators from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Activists monitoring the fighting in Syria say the death toll from a crash of a government warplane is rising. They now say at least 31 people, including two children, are dead. The fighter jet is reported to have slammed into a residential area during a bombing raid. NPR's Allison Mew says it's not the first time a Syrian warplane has crashed into a rebel-held zone.
Back in May, a government warplane had to make an emergency landing in Idlib province. The pilot and two officers were captured by an al-Qaeda affiliate. 1 month later, the pilot appeared on Al Jazeera TV for an interview. Still a captive, he answered questions about the Air Force's capabilities, though he was careful not to implicate his superiors.
On Wall Street, stocks are lower as new data from the government suggests consumers cut back their purchases of big-ticket items. The Commerce Department says consumer spending in June rose by the smallest amount in 4 months. This is NPR News. Authorities are working to determine who planted explosives at two churches in southern New Mexico over the weekend. The small blast went off in Las Cruces, just 20 minutes apart and a few miles away from each other. Both church buildings sustained minor damage, but no one was injured. Authorities in Tennessee are in the middle of a manhunt. They're looking for a suspect who fatally shot a Memphis police officer during a traffic stop over the weekend. It's a big week in the race for the 2016 GOP presidential nomination. The first official debate takes place Thursday. And tonight, NPR's Don Gagne reports 14 of the Republican candidates will be in New Hampshire for a forum.
The event at St. Anselm College is not a debate. The candidates will all enter and stand on stage together at the top. But then a moderator will sit down with them one at a time, asking a series of questions. Each of the 14 who accepted the invitation to attend get a turn. Then they'll do a second round. It'll be televised nationally on C-SPAN. Notably absent, Donald Trump, who turned down the invitation, saying it's unlikely that one of the sponsors of the event, the New Hampshire Union Leader newspaper, would endorse him. Still, the evening will get a lot of attention, and it'll give its participants a chance to make an impression in advance of the debate in Cleveland on Thursday. Don Gagne, NPR News.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is set to air her first television ads. Clinton's presidential campaign has spent $2 million on the ads that start tomorrow and will run in the early voting states of Iowa and New Hampshire. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.